Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm just adjusting my headphones over here. You wouldn't believe what happened. Yes, I recorded the show yesterday, and there was some real annoying buzzing. So I got out of work, and I had to record the show again, which I'm doing right now. So if it feels I'm a little bit rushed because I don't record it before 7 o'clock, I don't get my free air time. The way Block Talk Radio works is basically free 30 minutes until you hit prime time, 7 o'clock, then you have to pay for it. But anyway, so hello, I'm Frankie-san, or good old Frankie. Welcome to Video Line Express on Block Talk Radio. Okay, so this is the Halloween show. I'm adjusting my mic because some people said, oh, we can hear you that clearly. So I'm just adjusting the mic so you can hear me a little bit better. Okay, here we go. So this is the Halloween show. Now, what I'm going to do in order is basically I'm going to talk let's honor Vincent Price, Rocky Horror Show, some things we didn't get a chance to talk about. Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and a couple of things in between, The Walking Dead premiere, got to talk about that. Okay, some things I talked about on the show and some things we left out. Okay, so basically, the last show that we did on Live MNN, we did a Halloween show. We covered some vampires, some werewolves, even Killer Clowns and Pumpkinhead, the movie that Stan Winston directed. I mentioned those. I'm going to repeat those at the end of the show. Kind of like my favorite movies, the ones that I actually brought on Blu-ray. They're part of my collection. Okay, so we left out The Exorcist, believe it or not, and a couple other things. So we're going to cover that in this show. So this is a continuation of our live show. We're going to have another live show this coming Saturday, live in MNN. And that's going to start part one of four shows. We have two shows in November, two shows in December, and that is it. We're going to be taking a break. So the next show is going to be November 5th. We're going to be talking about Doctor Strange. A lot of good reviews on that. So we're going to be going in that direction. Now, hopefully, what I have here is the Halloween show. And then I'm hoping to do another show in between so we can catch up on some other things that we didn't mention. Maybe I'm going to try to squeeze it in here. But anyway, let's get right to the show. Okay. Let's start off with Walking Dead. That will lead up to a couple other things that will tie in. Now, on the 100th, what was it? In the comic book series. And because somebody was telling me about this. Now, I did mention the show, I did a movie called Megan Levy, from the Yankee Stadium, about the woman and a security dog or whatever. The dog, Armed Forces dog. Anyway, you looked at it on IMDb. And I met a writer, and, you know, writers have connections and writers talk to each other and stuff like that. And she told me who died. Okay. But we all knew that Glenn was going to die, which was kind of a surprise. It's the way he got about baseball with a baseball bat. Now, the thing about the show, everybody says, oh, how can you do that? This is torture porn. The way they kill Glenn with a baseball bat. Hello, everybody. It's a zombie TV show. Okay. You know, my thing was that Glenn, the way he got it was by a baseball bat. And all the times he almost got eaten by zombies. He escapes how many situations, especially the one with the dumpster, okay? And all of a sudden, he dies up by a baseball bat, which really sucks. I mean, you know, he should have went on a blaze of glory. Okay, that's my bitch about it, okay? My beef. But, I mean, it's a zombie movie. I know the thing was a little bit excessive with a baseball bat. The thing that surprised me was Red. Okay, I forgot his name, but the other guy, Redhead, I mean, damn, I didn't expect that. That was sad. Now, I saw yesterday's episode. What a yawner. Oh, yeah, Carol. Oh, please. Oh, can we move on? Thank you. Okay. Norman Reedus plays Darryl, the bow and arrow man. Little thing. I saw him come out on Broadway. I just came out from the Apple store in Soho. And he came out, what was it, Rite Aid or the other store. And two people recognized him, and he took selfies with them. But he took off. He ran. I tried to follow him. I managed to take a picture of him. It could be anybody. He walked so fast. I could have yelled down the street, but I didn't want to do that. Darryl, can I have a picture? But then, got to respect an actor's privacy. Me as a background actor, I can understand that. So I managed to get the he's walking down the block, and I got, the back of his head. And I showed it to people. It's like, dude, that could be anybody. But I heard a lot of great things about this guy. He's really, really down to earth and really cool. And maybe I'll post a picture. I don't know. Maybe not. Don't forget my blog. Yes. But in conjunction with Walking Dead, we mentioned something on our live show, and reading it to finish, about Comic-Con conventions. And Mark, who does the show with me, the live show, he was complaining about what kind of a rip-off it is and stuff like that. And we ran out of time. And the thing I want to add to that is that Norman Reedus and a lot of these guys, they actually make a lot of money on these Comic-Con conventions. It's become a lot of actors. They get a steady salary. Now, I know I mentioned on one of the shows that a couple of shows ago about the salaries, especially the guys with the Big Bang Theory. Now, of course, people say, oh, you kind of like defending them. No, indirectly. Because background actors basically make a little bit over minimum wage. We don't make any money, really. Okay, we get free grub. That's a little bonus there. Okay, and a lot of actors get paid maybe $5,000, $10,000 per episode to guest on the show, but they don't know when the next gig is gonna be. Like the people who work on vinyl, they got hired. They said, "Hey, we're gonna have another year," and next thing they know. They're making plans, and all of a sudden, the show gets canceled. Vinyl got canceled. HBO said, screw that. The ratings weren't in there. We were spending too much money on it. And all of a sudden, you know what I mean? They're back to unemployment. Okay? Same thing with Westworld. They said, oh, God, we got a game plan for 5 years. Have you seen Westworld, folks? I'm not too thrilled with it. I think they started up on the wrong foot. They should have concentrated on the sound like a tourist place. And then find out what's wrong with the robots. They took the concept, and now it's all about the robots. They get internal memories, and what a mess. I personally find Westworld a mess. They haven't confirmed about renewal. They're being very, very careful. Backtracking. Actors, sometimes they don't make enough money. Big Bang Theory, they're a conundrum. Not everybody makes a lot of money. James Spader, sure. A Blacklist. But, for all the top stars, for one every top star, there's 9 actors who do not make all that money, okay? Especially when on a Sambo show. Those salaries are split, okay? So people like Norman Reedus and a lot of other people, they go to Comic-Con conventions, and they make money there. They can make maybe anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 to $200,000. There was an article in Variety Magazine, or was it Hollywood Reporter? I'm going to try to repost that again so you can read it. That's something, we didn't mention on the show. I figured I'd mention it now. So let's keep on going. What else I want to cover? The Rocky Horror Show. I finally caught up to it because I saw the highlights on YouTube. They showed the musical numbers, not the whole movie. I finally caught up with the movie with Laverne Cox. I had no problem with her being, I actually look forward to seeing her playing Frankenfurter. It was out of her hands. I thought it was poorly directed. Choreography sucked, considering it was Kenny Ortega, who's known to do choreography. He worked with Michael Jackson and everything. And, I thought it was really, really sloppy. The camera work was horrendous. Editing drove me off the wall, especially like the Time War. But there was a little funny reference. Anybody caught about Dr. Scott? And so you're not related to Bond Scott. Okay, and that's Bon Scott was a single of AC/DC, if I read that right. Okay, I think that was just it was mentioned just before Eddie's song. But anyway, there's a better one that's also on YouTube for free. That is the BB show that was done live. The commentary or commentator was the comedian Stephen Fry. Okay. Once upon a night, there was a couple, blah, 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 blah. That's Stephen Fry. The funny thing is it was filmed in front of a live audience in BBC America, which it premiered. It's available on YouTube. That is the better show because the audience, they filmed it live in front of an audience. You know, there's no like cut and action and cut and okay, let's switch cameras. Nothing. They went in front of a live audience. The curtain went up, and for the next 90 minutes, they did the show live. There were one or two bloopers, but and to the point, Frankenfurter actually, somebody yells at something at the audience. Frankenfurter looks at him and says something. You got to see the show, and he responds. Stephen Fry, he responds to the audience. So I think that's really fun. The one with Laverne Cox, there was no fun to it. They just sucked the juice out of it. I don't know. That sucked all the fun out of it. I don't know. But anyway, a reference, BB show on YouTube, okay? Just put Rocky Howe live or BBC America 2015, okay? Have fun with that. And the guy who did the Frankenfurter was really good. Okay, now, let's go to Vincent Price, Dedication. Now, there are a couple of things I didn't mention there. Of course, you know, Thriller. Vincent Price's daughter, Victoria Price, wrote that in her book and biography. She was 8 years old. There was a knock on the door. It was the brothers of Michael Jackson. She mentioned which one, probably Jackie, Tito, or Randy. And they found out that Vincent Price was pissed off because he was paid a salary. When the album went to start selling like 10, 20 million copies, he didn't get the residuals. You know, he didn't get extra bonus points or extra nada. He got paid as a salary. He found out in the contract they set it up that way, so he kind of got screwed. They found out that he was pissed off. The brothers Jacksons came over to the house, and they gave him a gold album and a platinum album and a big giant poster of Michael Jackson signed. He was pissed off. He wanted to auction that shit off. That's how it picked up. But then in the book, Victoria, she's quote herself, quote unquote, she said, her daddy said, and this is a time when Michael Jackson allegedly paid off millions of dollars for one of the kids who charged him for molestation or whatever. So Vincent Price said, gee, Vincent, Michael Jackson fucked me, but I never got paid for it. This is a quote by his daughter Vincent Price, My Father biography, written by Victoria Price. I thought that's very interesting because a couple of days ago, it was noted that a young girl came forth about Michael Jackson, saying that that he molested her, which is kind of strange because we thought he was into little boys. Okay, allegedly. Okay, I don't want to get sued by anybody. You know, I mean, I saw Michael Jackson with the brothers, the tour before Thriller, which I think is a better album. We mentioned that before. Great entertainer. Then you got to realize a lot of entertainers, they got too much time in their hands and they're kind of a little bit of wacky dudes. So you never know, especially with Hollywood and stuff like that, okay? So you hear stories. Whether you believe them or not, that's up to you. Me, I saw Michael Jackson, the entertainer, in Madison Square Garden with his brothers. I Wanna Rock With You, off the Wall album. Excellent tour. He was excellent. I guess I could say I did see a legend. Okay. Now, going back to Vincent Price, believe it or not, he was into rock before Michael Jackson, or should I say in the music business. He did a little monologue for Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare. He did a movie called Diary of a Madman, which was Ozzy Osbourne's second solo album. I forgot the name of the first album, Oz. Blizzard of Oz. On the cover, Diary of a Madman by Ozzy Osbourne, he's like a werewolf. The Blizzard of Oz, the first album, I got to meet Ozzy Osbourne and the rest of the band, including guitar player Randy Rhoads, and I managed to get all the autographs. No, I am not selling that album. It's an LP with Ozzy and Randy Rhoads. Randy Sabo, the bass player, and Tommy Aldrich, the drummer. Rudy Sazo, I'm getting the bass player's name mixed up. Sorry about that. But that was the vision of Ozzy Osbourne band. Autograph copy, not selling it. Okay, but I figured I'd just mention it. So Ozzy named the second album Diary of a Madman. But you wouldn't believe who Vincent Price played a count. Count villain. The Bee Gees. You want to see it for yourself? You can see it for yourself. That's right. Vincent Price was in a Bee Gees movie. The Bee Gees, this was Barry Gibb. He just came out with a solo album. And his brother, not Robin. Robin, there were three brothers. I forgot the third brother. He passed away also. Maurice, of course, Maurice. He played the keyboards and the bass. Robin, he sang a lot of the love songs in the Bee Gees. He quit the group, so it was only two guys, Barry Gibb and Maurice Gibb. They did a movie called Cucumber Castle, and Vincent Price shows up in the first 12 minutes. This is available on YouTube. Go check that out. Yes, Vincent Price was into music before all these guys with the Bee Gees, out of all things. Okay, and I did mention on the show, let me repeat it again if you didn't see the show. We tape our shows live on MNN. On Saturdays, live. We go live on 5 p.m. on Saturdays every other week. And then I upload it on YouTube. Yes, we have Video Land Express is the name of our show. For those who kind of stop by and brand new to this, because every show I pick up new people, new fans, new listeners. And I may, as a background actor, a lot of people start recognizing me and say, "You're the one with that show?" Yeah. Oh, that's who you are. Okay, they don't put the face with the voice, but with the live show, I was just supposed to make a mark here, but I forgot. Okay, lost it. Anyway, let me just keep on going. Let me see. Oh yeah, right. On the live show, I put it up on YouTube, Video Land Express on YouTube. Okay, we have all the past 2 years. Like I said, we have four more shows to tape, and the last show will be just before Christmas, and that's Rogue One. That will be our last show because I usually take a break January, February, and March. Okay. Available on YouTube, Theater of Blood. He gets revenge of his theater critics. The Bonobo Dr. Fives. He gets revenge on the surgeons and the doctors who operated his wife, and they couldn't save her. And here's another one, because an article came out today about George Romero, Night of Living Dead. The Last Man on Earth, that's actually the first zombie movie, but it's never acknowledged because it's an Italian production. The Last Man on Earth became the Omega Man, which became I Am Legend. But they don't call those zombie movies. It's people infected. They only come out at night. Okay, so they're kind of like vampires. So George Romero said, "Well, no. I created zombies, even though they weren't called zombies." Okay. On the blog, I'm going to post an article. It was an interview with George Romero on The Hollywood Reporter. And he says he's not doing any more zombie movies, mainly because of The Walking Dead and movies like Brad Pitt, World War Z. Got to give it to Brad Pitt. He had Last Laugh. You know, he took the book. The movie has nothing to do with the book. Never read the book. But I know people who hate the movie because it has nothing to do with the book, just by title. But he made a movie out of it, and he had Final Laugh when it made like $500, $600 million worldwide. So that is the gist of that. Let me just double-check my time over here. Am I halfway through? I can't believe it. I'm less than 10 minutes left. Okay, I got so much to say here. So whatever I don't put over here, I'm going to try to do another show. Okay, now we mentioned The Thing, John Carpenter, Kurt Russell. Okay, Kurt Russell, of course, is going to be part of Fast and the Furious. He did a horror movie with cannibals. I haven't mentioned cannibals. Bone Tomahawk. Think of Quentin Tarantino meets zombies. Meets cannibals, actually. 90 minutes of yak and the last half hour, pretty gross. Well, you see that guy actually being split in half from the legs up, if you know what I mean. Okay, you'd be surprised Kurt Russell was in a movie like that. Okay, of course, one of my favorite movies is called The Thing. Okay, directed by John Carpenter. I'm going to put a link to that. John Carpenter, a couple weeks ago, he did a live concert. You know, he does the soundtracks. He writes and composes music for his own movies. The theme from Halloween. Should think of the piano. Anyway, he composed that. He composes all the theme songs for all of his movies. He did a concert. He was rock star. That's available on YouTube for free. And I'm giving you a lot of things you can see tonight or for the rest of the week if you don't check out the Halloween parade in New York City on TV or whatever. So there's a couple of things right there. Theater of Blood, Abominable Dr. Fives, Last Man on Earth, Cucumber Castle by the Bee Gees, BBC version of Rocky Horror, John Carpenter Live, 90 Minutes, all available on YouTube. You should have fun with that. Yes, and it's pretty cool. He plays the keyboards. I really got a kick out of that. I'm going to post on one of the videos from that on my blog. I'm doing the show first before I do the blog. The blog will be up later on tonight for Halloween, and then I'm going to repost it. So I'm going to I got some work with this. Just want to mention real quick, Pinterest. I did a show called Gypsy. I think it's for Showtime or Amazon, Netflix. I'm not too sure. Naomi Watts. I'm switching a little bit here. Naomi Watts, probably best known as for King Kong by Peter Jackson, the remake of King Kong. Anyway, I've been posting pictures of King Kong on Pinterest. A lot of people have been joining me on Pinterest. I've also been posting stuff for Planet of the Apes. That's something I'm going to be leading to by the end of the year. But I've been posting a lot of stuff on Pinterest. Godzilla, we have a Godzilla community site. Go to our website, videolandexpress.com. It will give you a link to the Godzilla community. Big giant creatures for Halloween, right? Okay. But a lot of people have been posting me on Pinterest. Now, that's a little preview. More on that in the next show. I'm going to wrap up with two things over here. Let me go down the list. These are the movies that I mentioned. The Thing, War of the Worlds. War of the Worlds was the original broadcast, radio broadcast. A.G. Wells. I keep saying Orson Welles. A.G. Wells did a radio program back in the 30s, and people thought it was real that aliens were coming down on U.S. soil. We were getting attacked by aliens, actually New Jersey out of all places, and they made a movie called World of Worlds. I definitely recommended the original Invasion, is what the DVD is called, with commentary by the original actors and Robinson Gene Barry. Better than the Tom Cruise version, okay? But this was famous, World of Worlds, Aliens on Halloween. The broadcast was done on Halloween night. So before there was zombies and, you know, werewolves and all that stuff, the first really alien invasion on Halloween was World of Worlds, A.G. Wells broadcast on the radio. Then I had TV back then, and then it finally got made into a movie. Okay, right down the list. Another one I didn't get a chance to mention, Saw 2. That was the one with Danny Warburg. I worked with him on Blue Bloods a couple episodes. He played a detective on this. And funny enough, 5 years later, somebody remembered him being a detective, and that's how he got the role for Blue Bloods. Okay, right down the list, I mentioned The Howling, Dracula, The Blob, American Werewolf in London, The Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Near Dark, another vampire movie, Pumpkinhead, Man Monster Party, the original Transylvania Hotel, and of course, Army of Darkness. We're going to be talking more about Army of Darkness because Mark really loves that show. Yes, Ash versus Evil Dead. Okay, so with that being said, I mentioned those. There's two other ones. The show before a Halloween show, I ended with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where it has four commentaries, a double disc edition. I forgot to mention Saw 2. They plan to continue the legacy. They actually took into the original actor. What was his name again? Tobin Bell as Jigsaw. They plan to continue the series. Okay. The main reason I'm ending on that footnote, because two great additions. These are not available, but there are clips available on YouTube. Never Sleep Again, The Elm Street Legacy. They did, I forgot his name. They tried to do it again a couple years ago, trying to do A Nightmare on Elm Street, and it backfired. And they're trying to figure out a way to do it. Okay, Never Sleep Again, 8 hours of footage about the making of the whole Nightmare on Elm Street. 8 hours, including commentary on those 8 hours. I definitely recommend it, 5 out of 5. Including another 100 minutes included separately that then make it into the actual documentary, 8-hour documentary. The other one is Crystal Lake Memories. That one also has 7 hours making of. It covers from all the movies in sequence, part one, part two, part three, part one, et cetera. And along with that, it also has commentary. 7 hours of the making of Crystal Lake Memories of Friday the 13th. Again, it's been announced. I put that on my blog last week. It's announced that they actually have an idea that we're going to go by the way of having found footage. That sucked. They tried to do a reboot on that. Actually, it was the first two movies made into the first. They made the reboot out of the first two movies in the series. Well, that kind of backfired. Okay, and they said they got a script and they're gonna find a way how to revisit Crystal Lake back in the 80s. Okay, and they want to go ahead with that. They're trying to resurrect Friday the 13th. They tried with Nightmare on Elm Street. That didn't work. Friday the 13th, the movie, I think, was released a couple years ago, maybe 8 years ago, something. That didn't work out. And Nightmare on Elm Street didn't work out. And, of course, you know, Michael Bay, he tried to push Texas Chainsaw. That didn't work out. Okay, as far as concerned, these guys are kind of like in a time capsule. Okay, and we won't even talk about Freddy meets Jason. Freddy versus Jason. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street meets Friday the 13th. That was a total disaster. But anyway, this is stuff that I just mentioned. Other little tidbits. I'm on Instagram and Pinterest. Just go to the website, videolinexpress.com. You see the little icons in the top corner, right on top of the page. Our Godzilla community, you have to be part of Google. Not my fault. That's their law. And you just scroll down. All the links and everything to everything is on the first page of VideoLinkExpress.com. You go to our blog, you can go to Google, it will say our website, it will say the blog, VideoLinkExpress blog. Okay? You go to the blog, you will see the link, the widget for Blog Talk Radio. You will also see the link for our website. So you can go two ways there. And the last but not least, if you go to Google, you will see Video Express on YouTube. Those three links are right on top when you search Video Line Express. Okay? I covered that. There's some more recaps I wanted to mention, but I'll be doing that on the next show. And hopefully I'll do another one before we go live. If not, then we'll have another show. Another radio show next week. Everybody, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for watching our live shows. We have 4 more live shows, and I'll be taking a break. But the thing is, we're going to keep continuing the radio shows once we stop with the live shows in December. You'll be having more radio shows in January and February, wherever I am. Everybody, thanks for listening. And I'll see you in the next show. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Happy Halloween.